quite concerned. They had a meeting with the HSE and they were unsure as to whether, they seemed to be getting mixed messages as to whether it was HICWA, who's a Health Information Quality Authority, or the embargo on employment that was causing the problems and forcing the beds to be closed in Dunloe Hospital. And also then there was, I had received correspondence from John Hayes, the County Health Manager, stating that the beds would start to be reopened from September on, as staff would be returning from statutory leave. So people were just a bit confused as to what the actual situation is in relation to the hospital at the moment. And they're going to try and get some clarification on that.
Currently, there isn't enough beds at Dunloe Hospital to cover the wide area that the hospital covers, which is quite worrying.
That's right. The beds have been 14 beds closed since the beginning of the year, and this is very worrying for people, and people are worried in general about that. They feel that the intention would be to try and run down the services at the hospital, and that would be the major concern, because I think it's vitally important that we get the beds reopened and get the facility there, because there is no doubt that there is enough people in need of the beds from the local community. There's people from the Dunloe area now, and Falkara in the nursing unit there, and it's very difficult. There's no public transport to get to Falkara, and it's very difficult for their family and friends to go and visit them, whereas if they were in Dunloe, their chances of recovery and their quality of life would be an awful lot better.